listening to Real World News.
Terra Friends of the Earth International and Nobel Peace Prize winner demand legally binding agreements at the COP on climate change. Now we are asking our politicians that they cannot come to Durban and end the conference without a reasonable legally binding treaty that actually places responsibility and commitments on the polluters. We will not accept it. Those were the words of Friends of the Earth International Chair Nimo Bassi speaking in Durban about the need for industrialized nations to drastically cut their polluting emissions at the COP that begins Monday in that South African city. Bassi summarized the position of the International Movement for Climate Justice at the multi-faith event organized at the King's Park Stadium in Durban under the slogan "We Have Faith, Act Now for Climate Justice" with the participation of thousands of people. One of the main speakers in the Rally for Climate Justice was South African Bishop and Nobel Peace Prize winner Desmond Tutu. He said, "Now we are facing another huge, huge enemy, and no one nation, no one country can fight this particular enemy on its own. We are getting ready for the battle to fight against global warming, climate change.
Now we are facing another huge, huge enemy. And we can't, no one nation, no one country can fight this particular enemy on its own. We are getting ready for the battle to fight against global warming, climate change. Now I learned that there are certain countries that are saying, "Ay, suka, we're not going to be agreeing to a binding agreement that we will reduce by a certain date, we will reduce our emissions." Now we want to tell them, we have only one home. This is the only home we have. And whether you are rich or poor, this is the only home. And if we destroy this home, we have had it. It's not just the poor people who are going to be destroyed. Even the rich. There's nowhere else where they will go. This is the only home. Hey. This is the only home you have. If you destroy it, it's finished with you, as it will be finished with us. So, for your own sake, you who are rich, hey, we are inviting you, come on the side of right.
Amandla! Amandla! Great peoples of the world, the politicians would like us to come to COP17 without hope. They've tried to lower the ambition that nothing is going to come out of COP17. But we have faith. I said we have faith. I said we have faith. Now we are asking our politicians that they cannot come to Durban and end the conference without a reasonable, binding, legally binding treaty that actually places responsibility and commitment on the polluters. We will not accept it. COP17 is a watershed. Africa is at risk. If we allow countries to pledge and do as they please without following signs, then Africa is going to be cooked. Yay. Africa is going to be fried. Africa is going to be sunk. Small island states will go under. We cannot accept it. I speak tonight on behalf of social movements, on behalf of Friends of Aid International, and we support the Occupy movement. We will occupy the COP. We will occupy the COP. And we shall not leave until we have the right decision. It depends on us. It depends on us. One planet, one Africa, one people, we have faith. Thank you so much.
You are listening to Real World News. Wow.